Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
It is Monday, the 14th day of September 2009. We're going to be live for the next 4 hours. And coming up in the next segment, I'll tell you about the guest we have on the show today. We have a very important radio show lined up, ladies and gentlemen. We are going to have open phones throughout the full 4 hours to discuss any news, any issues, any stories, local, national, international, legislation. Obama right now is giving a speech from Wall Street calling for banking reform. And CNN and Fox, MSNBC, I scanned around on the channels this morning, were all following their talking points that we have to have a new special banking regulatory system run by the very same banks that engineered the collapse and the record profits they're making from it. We've got to have that or we could go into a depression. Just like the Great Depression, they're saying, first, the stock market dipped, and then a year later, it went back up, and then dipped again into the 9-year full depression. So it's a repeat of a year ago. They're saying, give us more power now, the $23.7 trillion they've stolen so far and counting, or we're going to have a depression. And then if they're not given what they want in the next 2-3 months with an expansion of control, they will badmouth the stock market and the economy again and drive it down even further, and then get what they want and use the implosion of the economy to consolidate power. So that is coming up, ladies and gentlemen. I'm going to be breaking that down in some detail. And hopefully you'll chime in and want to comment on that subject. We also have all the big new developments with the flu, the fear-mongering accelerating there for the inoculations to begin in just 16 days or October 1st. With the experimental vaccine linked to all the serious side effects that doesn't even protect you from all the different mutations of the H1N1. So I hope we'll discuss that. Also, the New York Times and CNN reporting that a few thousand people were at the tea parties when the Park Service and Homeland Security said 2 million. The quote is approaching 2 million. The Globe and Mail got that right. The Daily Mail got that right. But our controlled corporate press, of course, distorted that. But there is a riddle within that disinformation. Glenn Beck does deserve the credit as the leader of this. He certainly co-opted the massive resistance to the banker bailout takeover, even though he supported it enthusiastically. He certainly co-opted the movement. And so in an hour and a half, I have a special message, very special message, public message to Glenn Beck. And tonight or tomorrow, I'm not sure when, we're going to have a big report up on prisonplanet.com from Paul Watson. My message, my open letter to Glenn Beck. This is your last chance, Glenn, to not be a Benedict Arnold in history. I really want Glenn Beck to be for real, but he is definitely the most dangerous pundit on the left or right in the media. He is definitely following government scripts. If you want to know about somebody who's definitely spook run, it's Glenn Beck. And I want to explain to people how he's meant to lead the opposition right into the gates of hell. But I don't think Glenn Beck is an evil person. I think he's an actor, and you can look in his eyes. He is a very disturbed individual. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full-acre crisis garden. So visit them today at SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com. Or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for SurvivalSeedBank.com.
May I have everybody's attention, please? I've come with a message of information. 9/11 was an inside job.
Do you like being a puppet, sir? Do you like being a puppet for the New World Order?
How do the American people know that 9/11 was a stage, was engineered by you, David Rockefeller, the Trilateral Commission, the CFR?
I'll tell you,
if
we stop asking questions, is the day that we have allowed the seeds of despotism to grow at our own door.
7 years after the attacks of September 11th, a global awakening has taken place.
An inside job? How dare you?
If you know that there's treason going on, you can be held accountable for treason yourself.
All hell is breaking loose on 6th Avenue.
And if the government has not told the truth, in 5 years we will be here on the 10th anniversary of that.
Truth Rising. Download the film at PrisonPlanet.tv right now, or get the DVD at InfoWars.com. It's now time to take the revolution to the next level.
Robert Beadle's new book, Here's What You Do, was written for anyone who wants to survive the upcoming and ongoing financial storm. Get prepared and go to hereswhatyoudo.net and buy the $6 book. He is also trying to help us by running for Congress to stop the thievery and loss of liberties. Please arm yourself with his guide and go to hereswhatyoudo.net. That's hereswhatyoudo.net. Hereswhatyoudo.net. Again, hereswhatyoudo.net.
Wondering about your retirement portfolio? Is your financial advisor experienced enough to combat rising interest rates, taxes, and inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. With 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations, who needs sugar-coated excuses? Get the cold, hard facts and a proven investment strategy. For a free introductory copy to the International Forecaster, call 877-479-8178 or go to theinternationalforecaster.com. That's 877-479-8178. 877-479-8178.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
We are going to take a lot of phone calls today. I had some guests scheduled. I canceled them, because I want to be able to spend time talking to you, the American people, and people from across the world. The toll-free number to join us on air is 1-800-259-9231, 800-259-9231, and we will get you up and on the air today. Okay, here are the issues if you just joined us and missed the first segment. We knew that on the agenda of the private offshore foreign banks, we knew on the agenda was a corporate takeover, a corporate bankruptcy, putting the United States through fraud into a corporate bankruptcy to the very same private consortium of banks that own the private Federal Reserve that engineered the exotic derivatives bubble that popped it by design. We told you that 2 years before it happened from Bilderberg. It's in my film Endgame. After they popped it by design, they terrorized and panicked the Congress into going along with the banking takeover. And then on their agenda for the fall and winter of 2009-2010 is establishing a new bank of the world. And they have to get the Western governments of the world, from Japan, Germany, France, the Netherlands, England, the United States, Canada, New Zealand, Australia, and others. Belgium, Luxembourg, the list goes on and on. To sign on to this new Bank of the World that will set world tax rates, world interest rates, world currency rates. And it will selectively set them. The whole world will be a giant insider trading cash machine for the private interest. I mean, they already have that to a certain extent, but this will be total. They will hunt down the middle class's money. Anybody who's got $1 million and is offshore, they will hunt you down. They will take it. This is total vertical integration. This is a handful, you can count them on less than two hands, mega banks running around gobbling up all the medium and small banks' insurance companies. And I was watching CNN this morning. They had their financial expert on there in a little pinstripe suit admitting this. I mean, they're even throwing it in everyone's face. This is total economic warfare. We are being savagely conquered right now. And it's funny to Geithner. It's hilarious to Bernanke. They're laughing about it on television. Obama is giving his speech right now on CNN, calling, saying, we've done a great job saving you from what happened a year ago today with Lehman Brothers. And it'll truly be a year with the banking takeover October 3rd next month. So less than a month from now. What you're talking about, 17, 18 days from now. In fact, let's just go to the commander-in-chief. Here he is.
New rules to protect consumers and a new consumer financial protection agency to enforce those rules.
Yeah, kind of like you and the Republicans change it so they can have 30% interest rates on credit cards from 15. Oh, yes, that's protecting everyone.
Not just the results of decisions made by the mightiest of financial firms. It was also the result of decisions made by ordinary Americans to open credit cards and take on mortgages. And while there were many who took out loans they knew they couldn't afford, there were also millions of Americans who signed contracts they didn't fully understand, offered by lenders who didn't always tell the truth. This is in part because there's no single agency charged with making sure that doesn't happen. That's what we intend to change. The Consumer Financial Protection Agency will have the power to make certain that consumers get information that is clear and concise and to prevent the worst kinds of abuses. Consumers shouldn't have to worry about loan contracts designed to be unintelligible, hidden fees attached to their mortgage.
That is the only reform they're really making in what they've been proposing, is that it will say at the top of the bill you're paying 30%, but these people have no choice. So the argument is, yeah, we're going to tell you, slave. We're going to tell the sharecroppers how it works. This guy is so sick. I have his moron supporters telling me that he's gotten the troops out of Iraq when he's actually increased the total number with the contractors replacing him. They tell me that he was against the banker takeover and it was Bush. No, it was bipartisan. And that creature, Glenn Beck, got up there on his TV show and helped ram it through. And I have to sit here and watch him give speeches about the banks. And I have to watch Obama con and everybody. I'm so sick of it. I have a family. And I realize what bondage to these people means. It just makes me so sick. Can't America get smart? Can't you get wise that Glenn Beck and Obama work for the same people? I mean, can't you do it? Fading back up.
Complex or the most confusing. Second, we've got to close the loopholes that were at the heart of the crisis. Where there were gaps in the rules, regulators lacked the authority to take action. Where there were overlaps, regulators often lacked accountability for inaction.
All right, fade it down.
These weaknesses.
In Fall the Republic, we cover how they got rid of Brooks Lee Bourne. Bill Clinton did in 99. The lady who said, we've got to restrict these derivatives. They got rid of her, put somebody in to totally get rid of the rules, and then block the Securities and Exchange Commission from being able to investigate it. And then we interview all the financial experts and show how Obama has now put the very people who replaced Brooks Lee Bourne, who ran the scam, in power. And they're actually taking all restrictions off derivatives, but they're not going to allow small guys to do it. Only five big banks. I mean, these guys are going to gang rape us bad, folks. They're going to hurt us bad. And they're just going to go on raping us and on raping us. And this son of a bitch, he gets up there, that slick Harvard liar, and he just gets up there and lies to people. And he's going to hurt people so bad. Go back to the slick Harvard lawyer.
That posed a systemic risk were not regulated as strongly as others, exploiting loopholes in the system to take on greater risk with less scrutiny. As a result, the failure of one firm threatened the viability of many others. We were facing one of the largest financial crises in history, and those responsible for oversight were caught off guard and without the authority to act.
So we gave them $23.7 trillion and growing.
Clear accountability
and more power.
And responsibility.
And we're going to have the very guys that engineered it, they're going to create accountability. I.e., they're going to come, mafia shakedown any businesses or corporations they want, and in the new banking regulatory bills that they've introduced, that Obama tried to introduce a few months ago and he's reintroducing now, it allows them to regulate everything down to your business from a hot dog stand to a dry cleaner's. Total economic dictatorship is now being proposed. Go back to him.
Capital and liquidity requirements and observe greater constraints on their risky behavior. That's one of the lessons of the past year. The only way to avoid a crisis of this magnitude is to ensure that large firms can't take risks that threaten our entire financial system, and to make sure that they have the resources to weather even the worst of economic storms. Even as we've proposed safeguards to make the failure of large and interconnected firms less likely, we've also proposed creating what's called resolution authority in the event that such a failure happens and poses a threat to the stability of the financial system. This is intended to put an end to the idea that some firms are too big to fail. For a market to function, those who invest and lend in that market must believe that their money is actually at risk. And the system as a whole isn't safe until it is safe from the failure of any individual institution.
Oh, yeah. You know what's really happened here? They've given him, and this number's 2 months old now. This number came out 2 months ago, 10 months into the banker bailout, roughly. $23.7 trillion. He grows by $2 trillion a month. So, I don't know, add $2 trillion on $23.7 trillion, another $2 trillion. We're talking almost $28 trillion, more than double the GDP, more than three times all the mortgages in the United States. All mortgages, everything paid off. And he's up there telling you now that they're going to put an end to banker bailouts when what Obama is saying is they've given $23.7 trillion and growing to the very banks who went out and leveraged it in derivatives again. Just go back to him. We'll let Obama with his lies. Everything's a lie, a distortion.
A chaotic dissolution that threatens the economy and innocent people, or alternatively forcing taxpayers to foot the bill. So our plan would put the cost of a firm's failures on those who own its stock and loaned it money. And if taxpayers ever have to step in again to prevent a second Great Depression, the financial industry will have to pay the taxpayer back every cent. Finally, we need to close the gaps that exist not just within this country, but among countries. The United States is leading a coordinated response to promote recovery and to restore prosperity among both the world's largest economies and the world's fastest growing economies. At a summit in London in April, leaders agreed to work together in an unprecedented way to spur global demand, but also to address the underlying problems that caused such a deep and lasting global recession.
All right.
And this work will continue.
We'll get the transcript when he's done lying. I know most of you don't want to hear his voice. And we'll read over the lies coming up later, probably in the fourth hour. But I want to come back and just start going to your phone calls. Coming up, I'm going to break this down in detail. I'm going to get into what's happening in the real economy. We're going to challenge Glenn Beck to not be a Benedict Arnold in history so that his family, 100 years from now, are ashamed of his name. We're going to get into the latest Charlie Sheen info, big attacks from Fox News and others. Stay with us. We'll be right back. InfoWars.com.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 989-637-4179. That's 989-637-4179. Be a part of the revolution today.
Good day. Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources. September 14, 2009. Gold opened this morning at $1,000.30. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $10.28.47, $5.14.23 for the half ounce, or $2.57.12 for a quarter ounce. That's $10.28.47, $5.14.23, or $2.57.12.
How is it that we the people grow the cotton, weave it into fabric, engrave the ink, embed the strips and fibers that protect it from counterfeit, then cart the money off to a privately owned bank to have it lent back to us at interest, forcing us to pay taxes to service the debt? Is this capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when he said, a central bank issuing a public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a silver dollar inside of a book that explains how the monetary system works. Call for your copy, 1-800-686-2237. Isn't it time to understand the system? Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Our beloved republic is on her knees. The forces of globalism are destroying national sovereignty worldwide. But in liberty's darkest hour, there is hope. For the first time in modern history, the people are beginning to wake up. It is essential that patriots worldwide accelerate their fellow man's understanding of the New World Order Master Plan. We have a short time frame to fully awaken and energize the people to meet this threat. In the InfoWar, PrisonPlanet.tv is a powerful weapon in the battle to regain our freedom. PrisonPlanet.tv is a vault of forbidden information. All 18 of my documentary films can be downloaded or streamed in super high quality directly to your computer or iPhone and shared with others. Thousands of special video reports, from tainted vaccines to martial law, can be found in this online video library. My weekly news television broadcast, thousands of exclusive audio interviews, and so much more. The InfoWar is waiting for you to set it free. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Burn the info bombs to disk. Put them on the file-sharing networks. Bring down the New World Order. PrisonPlanet.tv.
This is Alex Jones, and I want to tell you about Graf-Under Safes, the makers of the highest quality safes and vault doors available on the market today. Graf-Under Safes are known as the Rolls-Royce of safes. Since 1968, they have operated based on their original principle, quality above all else. Whether it's a custom-fitted vault door safe, you can rest assured that your valuables will be protected. Do not buy into the illusion of security. At Graf-Under Safes, security is their sole purpose. Go to GrafUnderSafes.com today to see their entire line of amazing products available, or call 866-457-1801. Graf Under Safes are fire and burglary resistant and have a lifetime warranty. They have established an unequal reputation of quality for supplying their safes and vault doors to residential customers, commercial markets, and the jewelry industry alike. Protect the things you care about most. Go to GrafUnderSafes.com. That's GrafUnder Safes.com. Or click on their banner at InfoWars.com today. Or call 866-457-1801. That's 866-457-1801.
It was a failure of responsibility that led home buyers and derivatives traders alike to take reckless risks that they couldn't afford to take. It was a collective failure of responsibility in Washington, on Wall Street, and across America that led to the near collapse of our financial system 1 year ago. To restoring a willingness to take responsibility, even when it's hard to do, is at the heart of what we must do.
More complete lies.
Here on Wall Street, you have
That's enough of him. That's enough of him. Here on Wall Street, you have a responsibility. He's speaking to the people that gave him four plus times, approaching five times, the money of John McCain. And no, get out of your left-right paradigm. I'm not saying vote for John McCain. I'm saying Obama was the heir apparent. He's who the establishment put their money on. McCain was the ringer. McCain was there to take a dive, and McCain knew it the whole time. It's a sick, sick, sick joke. You got a guy on Wall Street's payroll. They're telling them they've got to take responsibility as they steal $23.7 trillion in 10 months, leverage it to infinity. They're buying up all the smaller banks, the insurance companies, the roads, the ports, the infrastructure. They come in and pay your politicians one-tenth of what the property is worth. They take over the public trust. They're openly setting up the Boy Scouts and Girl Scouts as Stasi spies and training the boys with M16s to, quote, take on veterans and gun owners. And the DHS reports expand it to say Ron Paul supporters. Yes, we're really turning into Nazi Germany. And they got a slick, good-looking Harvard lawyer with a nice monotone, deep baritone voice there to sell you on your destruction. And then to control the opposition, they've got Glenn Beck there to lead you with the 9/12 movement in remembrance of 9/11, supporting the Patriot Act, supporting the DHS report, saying there's no FEMA camps even when the media admits there are, saying we need to arrest Ron Paul supporters and 9/11 truthers, saying the banker bailout was good. I mean, how obvious is this? Well, it's not obvious enough to the left and the right. Those people still in the control paradigm. And that is why we fail. That is why we're in a bad spot and it's getting worse. The water's rising. And that is why we're in such desperate straits. Yes, a lot of people are waking up, but it's not fast enough. And it is so painful to me to sit here and realize how obvious this is. I mean, I told you, the minute Obama got elected, he was going to do government takeover of health care, 20% of the economy. They were going to have another banking bailout that was going to be setting up the global regulatory system so the people that carried out the derivatives fraud could then come in and take over what's left of the economy. Don't forget Paul Watson and Steve Watson's important article. And to his credit, Judge Napolitano, by the way, who I happen to know is a patriot, knows about the New World Order, and that's why they have him on Fox Internet TV. He does fill in for Beck occasionally, but they use him as camouflage. They use him as a set piece to try to get real patriots to watch. And I want to reach out in part of this open letter to Judge Napolitano and tell him, don't sell out. But watching him, I don't think he can. He's like me. He can't sell people out. He just has to tell the truth. So they stick him with that Brian character who sits there and salivates over torture and everything else. I just wish we had more good men out there. I just wish this didn't have to happen. Folks, this is going to be really bad. I want you to know, a lot of you that end up serving this system down the road are going to wish you'd done something. Obama regulatory reform plan officially establishing banking dictatorship. And I'm going to read this article in full in the third hour today, but I'm going to come back and just take calls for a full hour. Then I'm going to have my public message to Glenn Beck. Then I'm going to go over the history of the banking takeover. I'm trying to find that video we played 4 or 5 months ago where Napolitano basically word for word quoted me when he said the banking regulatory system reform plan of Obama takes over even local restaurants, because it does. You see, the very banks that engineered this aren't just going to have a federal dictatorship over you. They're going to have private letter of mark, total power over hot dog stands, hair salons, auto repair shops. I mean, we're going into total corporate bondage. Your call straight ahead. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
When it comes to emergency preparedness, you know it's the responsible thing to do for you and your family. You also know that preparedness, though a necessity, can cost hundreds, even thousands of dollars. Unfortunately, in these tough economic times, most cannot get ready for emergency situations. For many, preparedness has been placed on the back burner. This year has been tough for everyone. But that doesn't mean you shouldn't have any less of a chance in a crisis. That's why Ready Reserve is offering wholesale pricing to the public. When you're ready, give us a call, and we'll work with your budget and family size to help you grow your preparedness needs. The worst thing you can do is nothing. Ready Reserve Foods is here to help you make that first affordable step. Call Ready Reserve now and ask for a free catalog. Call 1-800-453-2202. That's 1-800-453-2202. Or visit ReadyReserveFoods.com. Ready Reserve Foods. 1-800-453-2202. Making preparedness simple since 1972.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or two sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
That's why we need strong rules of the road to guard against the kind of systemic risks that we've seen.
Okay, a lot to talk about in the president's speech. We've got CNN chief financial correspondent Ali Velshi with us.
There you go. The rules of the road. The very banks that engineered the collapse by design are now going to teach all of you the rules of the road. Isn't that nice? So coming up in an hour and a half, I'm going to spend a full hour breaking down the banking takeover. Now, they had always meant to launch this in the fall. And the fact that they've now moved on to this means that they are starting to abandon health care. Now, that doesn't mean that they won't still tag health care on to the overall budget and ram it through and not care if it's unpopular, not care if you don't want it. That's what Obama has said. There's a sense of urgency. They've got to fully bankrupt us now. And that's what the Club of Rome, the CFR, that's what all these scumbags openly talk about. And they openly brag and joke that you're a bunch of silly, dumbed down, easily confused TV heads, and so you deserve what's happening to you. You're like a ham on the table that is for dinner. You deserve to be fed upon. And the globalists have stated that they want a worldwide depression. That they want a worldwide depression so that they can bankrupt the economy and make everybody dependent on government and then force you to be so poor that you go on government welfare so they can then control your life and not give you the welfare check if you have more than one child. And they mean business. Okay, I want to go to Kenneth, Ryan, Alex, Chris, James, and others. The toll-free number to join us is 1-800-259-9231. But I will state again, big news on the Charlie Sheen front. Charlie will be joining us live tomorrow at 1:30 Central Standard Time. That's 2:30 Eastern, 11:30 Pacific, 12:30 Mountain, with some big announcements and the next phase in our operation to get 9/11 Truth on the front burner. We've been successful so far because of you, the listeners of this show, busting your butts to make his video message to the president the number one video on YouTube for one day. It's still the number one video in news and politics in that section, but it was the overall number one video with 500,000 views and growing just with that one version of it. There's thousands of other versions around the web with millions of views together. But he's got some other announcements about debate challenges he's issued to O'Reilly, Hannity, John McCain's daughter that attacked him on The View, Popular Mechanics, and others, and about his discussions with the White House about a meeting between him, Obama, and, of course, 9/11 victims' family members and survivors that want to meet with Obama to discuss 6 of the 10 9/11 commission members going public, saying that the officials' investigation was a fraud, a lie, a cover-up, and needs to be, quote, criminally investigated. So breaking news with Charlie coming up tomorrow, though later in the show I want to play the red eye on Fox viciously attacking him following the same playbook, almost in the same exact order that O'Reilly and, of course, Geraldo followed over the weekend on Friday and throughout the weekend. And what some of the other mainstream media is doing to attack. But overall, it's been a great success. Hundreds of papers we know of linked directly from New Zealand to Russia to the United States to England, from the LA Times to the London Telegraph, either published or linked to his 20 bullet points that Charlie Sheen put out. Millions of people read it conservatively. Millions of people have woken up. And we've got a new phase we're announcing tomorrow as well that will dwarf what Charlie and I and you, the listeners, have done in the last 7 days since last Tuesday. It will dwarf what we've done if you take action and carry the ball on phase two that we'll be launching tomorrow. But we'll get into some of the new attacks and hit pieces that are very educational and informative to go over and understand coming up later as well. But coming up in T-minus 52 minutes, I will be reaching out directly to Glenn Beck, so stay with us for that. And then I'm going to break down the entirety of the banker takeover bill. If you want to know what they're planning for you and your family, you'll learn coming up in an hour and 22 minutes. Right now, let's go to Kenneth in Texas. Kenneth, thanks for holding. You're on the air.
Good morning, Alex. How are you doing?
Good, sir.
I wanted to tell you about something that happened last night, and it's still kind of got me a little on edge. I live in Amarillo, Texas, which is, you know, the northernmost part of Texas. If I was to get in my car and drive to, say, the Dallas-Fort Worth area, it would take 6 to 7 hours.
Probably take longer midnight, than that.
Yeah, it might, depending on the highway traffic. Last night at around midnight, I wasn't paying exact attention to the time, got the emergency alert message that comes over the TV. Normally, at the end of the month, for a test, for these parts, it's more, you know, weather-related. We'll get tornadoes and things like that.
But you got a local one, and it was law enforcement-related.
Actually, what it said on the screen was civil authority warning, and it listed all of the counties in the surrounding area. Now, the audio message was about a kidnapping victim, and described the kidnapper and that they were armed and dangerous and that they were last seen in the Dallas-Fort Worth area. My question is, why would they need to tell us that here 6-7 hours away at midnight?
Okay, have you seen my film Police State 2000?
Yes, sir.
Well, you see the EAS emergency alert system right there in the film, and in that film I break down exactly what's happening. I appreciate your call. Let me comment on this now, briefly. None of this is my opinion. In 1988, the federal government introduced legislation that by federal law, all TVs, all clock radios would have a piece of equipment put in them, a primitive piece of radio equipment, a shortwave receiver, a tiny shortwave receiver, and that regional shortwave towers would take over your TV and your radio with a federal command and give you audio messages about emergencies and civil emergencies or environmental emergencies, disasters. But it was decided that that would not be done at that time. Then in 1991, the federal government proposed legislation that all cable systems, all radio systems, all TV systems, all satellite systems, and all cell phone systems, by law, at the point of transmission or broadcast, are wired through a FEMA box. That FEMA box receives powerful shortwave transmissions and transmits audio over the radio system or TV system. It didn't pass. In 1996, it did. And when you hear that computer sound, because I work in radio stations, and the board ops every day have to do the test. It doesn't go over air, but they have to practice, and little FEMA teletypes come out. It's similar to the systems, because they go with low tech to make sure it works, that they had in the 50s and the 60s with SAC, Strategic Air Command. You see a similar system in Dr. Strangelove. The Pentagon tried to block that film coming out, saying that he put classified info out about the C-1138 scrambler, or whatever they call it in the film. It's got another name. But those are high-powered shortwave transmissions that then are decoded inside the machine. But now they're more advanced, where the shortwave sends a code and a computer code, and then a computer voice can read, or it can take over your radio station, or it can do both. Now, the Texas Association of Broadcasters, I've talked to some of their top engineers over the years that have contacted me, being in stations, working in stations, I've talked to them. I've talked to the engineer that does 1260 when I've been over there filling in. I've talked to some of the 590 engineers. And they go, yeah, the feds are telling us in the last 7 years, I've been hearing this for 7 years, that soon the feds are going to be taking over radio and TV every day. And they start out with things that sound reasonable, like water restrictions or a person who's got Alzheimer's who's lost or a kidnapping. But it's already started in New Jersey, New York, and Virginia. I guess they think they have the people under their control there. Where they put up toll-free numbers saying report terrorism or report illegal guns. And they have these big billboards on the highways in Austin. And for 3 months, it'll be blue car missing with Alzheimer's patient from Dallas. And it's just meant to sound reasonable and get you used to seeing messages from the feds. And I was in Walgreens the other day buying a toothbrush. And it was flashing an amber alert now. So now the Walgreens and local businesses, and now the feds are saying under the Telecommunications Act of 96, it's already in power, the feds have a line to your cell phone. It tracks you in real time. It listens to you. They can dial in even when your phone's turned off. I told you that in 96. People laugh. Now they announce it to let the slaves know because they're getting ready to openly use it. The local emergency management threat fusion center integrates all of this into one area, into one hub. And what they're doing is they are just completely creating a running man system. You know, in the movie Running Man that came out in, what, the mid-'80s, they're living in a police state, and there's cameras everywhere. They got big jumbo scron TVs reporting this person, reporting that person, reminding you not to be out after dark or you'll be permanently detained. And now the feds are coming in to Hackensack, New York. Or am I getting the two mixed up? What's the Schenectady, New York? Not Hackensack's in Wisconsin. Schenectady, New York, but there was also one in Hackensack. So I got the two crossed. Saying, oh, we need martial law. You can't come out at night. The Army's now here. Oh, the Army and Marines are here running checkpoints in Central California. You know, you're not for drunk driving, are you? And then in Tennessee, remember 3 months ago we had the state rep on? The Army suddenly showed up with Homeland Security setting up checkpoints, searching everybody's cars, and the governor came out and said, stop that, and the Army said, we'll do what we want. Sit down and shut up. The John Warner Defense Authorization Act, under the authority of NORTHCOM and Homeland Security, we're going to search your cars. Nothing to do with anti-terror. They announce it's all for anti-terror to set up checkpoints. They announce, oh, community meetings in local farming areas and big cities alike. Oh, come to the local meeting and learn how to fight Al-Qaeda. All the old folks show up and they spend 10 minutes on Al-Qaeda. Give everybody free donuts and coffee. And then say, now, if you see your neighbor spank their kid, you call the local police. If you see pot plants, call the local police. Does your neighbor have cars that are nicer than they should for their job? Call the local threat integration center. Because having money they're not supposed to could be a connection to terrorism. And we have the local police watching the FBI training videos that teach them the same thing. It's diabolical. Criminals have seized the government. They plan on looting everything until everybody is basically poor. That's how they like it. The elite love having their money and having you totally poor. Then they get to have sex with all your daughters. Then they get to put you in a prison and torture you to death. They get to drive around and fly around in their helicopters above all the shanty towns. They enjoy it. They like it. They like exercising power over you. And Glenn Beck and Rush Limbaugh and Barack Obama all work for the same people. And so, yes, they are now incrementally taking over radios, taking over TVs with the messages for kidnapped children and lost Alzheimer's patients. And the Jumbotron TVs are being put up. And the big jumbo-sized billboards are being put up. And this is the new America. And the Girl Scouts are openly, quote, going to help spy on the neighbors and look for Al-Qaeda and drug users and parents that spank their kids, even though it's not illegal. And if you say you don't want the Gardasil shot, CPS is going to take your kids. Doesn't matter if they're in the law. And they're going to take you to a jail cell, and they're going to bring in somebody, and they're going to knock your teeth out because they like it. Because that pot-belly jail guard has a 75 IQ, but he knows he likes to hear you cry naked in the cell. And he's going to beat you and break your ribs. He likes it. He's going to do it. They're going to rape your daughter. And then when they're done, they're going to finally, once they have their system in, they're going to starve whole communities and march people into dirt pits and shoot you in the back of the head. It's going to happen. They mean business. We know what this is. We've seen it over 100 times in the 20th century alone. It is now happening. The same international eugenics banks that funded Pol Pot, Mao, Stalin, and Hitler are now in control. Do you understand? And yes, they're just going to continue to take over your local radio and TV and have emergency management announcements and anti-gun announcements, and they're going to have you have your kids come home and denounce you for a hot bath. And you know, New York Times reports kids all over the country, and New York Times says it's a good thing. Write mock tickets. The school sends them home with mock tickets. They're called climate cops. And they wear red and black uniforms in England and the U.S., and so does a city year. Same deal. And the kids are even given a little ball cap and a little patch on their arm, same thing as a you know, as the Nazis wore. And they come home and they say, Mom, you don't leave the faucet on when you brush your teeth. Oh, thank you, honey. And the mother's in the newspaper going, oh, it's so good she tells me what to do in Long Island. And the paper says how wonderful. The children denounce her and say that she can only take a cold bath. Heating the water is a bad carbon footprint, as her 7 and 8-year-olds denounce her. So, yes, ladies and gentlemen, it's real. It's absolutely real. And when Glenn Beck revealed a year and a half ago, when he got up on TV and said, we need to use the army against Ron Paul supporters, they're dangerous extremists, I went on air and I said, that is an internal government report. I'd seen scores of them. We just got attention when we broke the 50th, 60th, 70th, I don't know, it was in those numbers, of government reports. It finally got finally got coverage when I broke the MIAC and the DHS. But I knew when Beck read that, a year before that MIAC report came out, I said, he's following government scripts. That guy is directly following ADL Homeland Security templates. And a chill hit me. I went, whoa, actual black ops. And so that's why coming up in 35 minutes, I'm going to break that down. But I'm going to try to go to your calls quicker now. Just Kenneth brought up a key nexus point to all of this. Ryan, Alex, Chris, James, and others, your calls are straight ahead. 1-800-259-9231. I'm Alex Jones, and this is the GCN Radio Network. We're risking our lives to tell you the bottom line.
Are you suffering from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeats, clogged arteries? If so, you are not alone. Millions of people are suffering from one or more of these problems. If you'd like to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then this might be the most important message you'll ever hear. An effective 100% organic nutritional supplement is now available. Heart and Body Extract is an exclusive formula of wild-crafted and organic herbs. It is extremely effective and starts to work within days. Get your Heart and Body Extract today by visiting heartandbody.com or by calling 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or heartandbody.com.
It is a big idea, a new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
The phone rings and the questions are asked. I've been so sick. Will the Life Change Tea help me? Our answer is always the same. Yes, toxins and chemicals from food, water, and air are attacking you this very moment. Fight back with our all-natural detoxifying tea that works immediately. Many companies use gimmicks and misleading free trials for their campaign. We use results. Life Change Tea's formula, created by a PhD, has been around for over 20 years. There are things happening in the world that are unseen and not healthy. The public has reached its all-time record for chronic sickness. This atrocity won't change unless you call us right now. Our number is 928-308-0408. Again, that's 928-308-0408. Or you can order online at getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. And remember, we have the cheapest shipping in the industry.
No one knows what it's like to be the bad man, to be the sad man behind blue eyes. No one knows what it's like to be hated, to be faded, to telling only lies. But my dream what it's like to feel these feelings like I do.
All right, we're going back to your phone calls here.
And I blame you.
I just hope everybody realizes that the long road to being there in a death pit isn't as long as it once was. We're far down it. And they implode the economy. Most of these police, most of these military people, incrementally will follow their orders. And they are definitely following that path. They definitely intend to carry this out. I want everybody to know, I mean what I'm telling you. This isn't a game, and this doesn't have to happen, but these people are making a try. They're really going for broke. They're really trying to bring in an absolute tyranny here. Ryan in Wisconsin, you're on the air. Thanks for holding.
Yeah, Alex, I called Monsanto a couple of weeks ago, and they said they gave out details about how the sterilization of their crops would take off half of the population, and that would be eugenics.
Yeah, I'm having trouble following you. Specifically, what are you saying?
You said that the Pope was against eugenics, but I read online that the Pontifical Academy of Science said that genetically modified organisms was okay.
Yeah, well, I'm not a Catholic. Are you a Catholic?
No, my father is, so.
Well, maybe you can tell me more about it. I believe a caller called whenever I was reading an article about the Pope calling for a New World Order. And then the caller called in and said there are a lot of Catholic movements that are against eugenics and abortion. And so abortion and GMO crops are two different things. But yes, the genetically modified cross-species crops, in every case they test them, are linked to massive reductions in reproductive fertility. And so I'm not really up on the information being put out on by the Vatican on that, but I have no doubt that what you're saying is true.
And then one more question. Do all roads lead to Rome?
Well, that's an old saying from when Rome had an empire going. I think Rome's a big part of the New World Order, and I've always said that, and I appreciate your call. We found out an Israeli diamond merchant, kind of an Israeli propaganda arm, they want to play everybody off against each other, and that's what empires do. So they get the anti-Semitic groups fighting with the anti-Catholic groups and try to play people off against each other. But I'm not in the anti-Semitic class, and I'm not in the anti-Catholic groups. And it's just all mental illness. And I'm not a Scientologist, and I'm not owned by a Saudi Arabian company, and ABC News has nothing to do with us, and I have nothing to do with Seagram's distilleries, and I have nothing. It's about the information. They're building death camps. But if we're talking about blood-drinking lizards and the Pope all day, we'll never be able to stop it.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.